Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Free. That's 855-450-3733. And joining you tonight in studio, Ian here.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
And we invite you on over to our website where you can enjoy various features. They are completely free. You get to actually submit content right there to the front page of the site. And then other listeners can vote it up or down, whether they like or dislike. And that'll be one way for you to indicate to us what you think is interesting in the world, or maybe just funny or fun or whatever. So submit whatever you like over there at freetalklive.com. It's a Reddit-based system, and it's totally free.
You can answer our demographic polls on the BBS and then get 60 notifications in an hour because Ian's moving things around.
Yeah, I did a little little restructuring on the Free Talk Live BBS today, which is our forum. It's sort of languishing, I guess, is the right word. I mean, there are some people who use
BBSs generally are. Yeah. People aren't using forums anymore because everybody's moved to Facebook.
I don't know if that's true, though, Johnson. You can still find good examples. And by the way, coming
Bitcoin
up,
talk.
By the way, coming up, we'll talk about criminalizing hate speech here in a moment. But you can still find examples of busy forums. When I was recently I was recently looking at new forum software for the Shire Society forums. And you can go there at Shire Society or forum.shiresociety.com.
Has the FTL BBS been updated to the most recent version of, what is it, Simple
Machines?
It's close.
It's very close.
Oh, is it? Okay. Yeah. I thought it had been, like, out of date for a very long time.
No. We've been keeping up with that. But, you know, when I was looking for new forum software, something to kind of take our forum, the Shire Society forum, into the 21st century, or at least the last 5 years,
right,
as far as technology goes, I came across Vanilla Forums, and or was suggested to me. And I went and I looked at their website. And, you know, they advertise some of the forums that they're operating. One of them was Penny Arcade, which is a very popular video gaming website. And mm-hmm. I went there, and it seemed to be a lively forum. So I don't know what it takes, right, to have a lively forum these days. The Free Talk Live BBS used to be that,
right,
but it is not, and it has not been for a number of years. I mean, it's been around for over a decade.
We complained about it when it was popular, though. It's like, it's full of trolls.
I was about to say, I wonder what the troll pruning policy is on all the lively forums.
Yeah, I don't know either.
I would bet that they'd get rid of them.
Yeah, could be. Well, anyway, you can go to the BBS and check it out if you like. Not much has changed, but we are going to be changing over to some new software soon. I don't know if I'm going to like it or not because I haven't really tried it yet, but the whole website is in a process of redesign, which hopefully should be done at some point by the summer or during the summer. I don't know when the, you know, you don't ever want to say when these things are going to be done because there's always stuff that comes up at the very last minute. But it's looking great. I have seen the, you know, the previews of the new site, and I'm excited about it. So, again, join us right now over at freetalklive.com. We've got Skype. You can Skype into the show here at Skype username lrn.fm. And let's start tonight with a story, Johnson, that you wanted to share about criminalizing hate speech. Apparently, it is now more popular than it ever has been in the United States to the idea of making it illegal to say things that are hateful to another person or a group of people. At least that's my understanding. I haven't read the story
sure
yet. So where's it coming from, first off?
It's coming from YouGov.com, which I got this story off of Reddit. And the story goes on to say, most Americans support expanded federal hate crime laws but are divided on banning hate speech. Since 1994, people convicted of federal crimes motivated by the actual or perceived identity of victims have faced tougher sentences. Many other states have passed
hate... I oppose that, by the way.
Yeah.
The hate crime idea. Look, I find racism and bigotry to be absolutely despicable. But at the same time, if somebody hurts another person, I don't think that a murderer should get a greater sentence if they murder somebody that they don't like the color of their skin versus they just murdered their boss or their wife or something like that. I mean, to me, you take somebody's life, that should be equally punished.
Right. Well, I think that there's also, I mean, just as a side note here real quick, I think that philosophically, libertarians are much more likely to be consequentialists rather than utilitarians on this issue. And philosophically, what that means is that most of our laws in this country are based on sort of utilitarian philosophy, where...
Essentially meaning that...
Without getting into, you know, all of what utilitarian philosophy means, let's just boil it down to intent matters a lot in our legal system. You know, whether or not somebody intended to commit the crime, if it was an accident.
Manslaughter and murder are very good examples of
sure.
what the difference between in intent.
Right. Whereas I think more so in a libertarian society, more so the intent wouldn't necessarily matter as much as the consequences of what actually happened. Hey, you killed my husband. Now you need to provide restitution because I don't longer have that source of income or something like that. So, you know, someone could say if one of their family had been murdered or, you know, let's say you ran over a kid and, you know, a sidewalk or whatever, manslaughter, murder, it wouldn't, you know, the intent wouldn't necessarily matter as much, I think, in a society that would be more based upon, hey, either way, you need to provide restitution.
Well, I don't know about that. I mean,
I think it would matter somewhat.
Yeah, I mean, if somebody dies as an accident, that's
sure.
a whole different world than someone taking someone's life on purpose.
Absolutely. And I think it would matter somewhat, but I think that there would be, instead of it just being arbitrarily sort of decided up front, I think what you would get is you would get that decision being made by the victim and whoever's, you know, needs to be restituted.
Well, I think that one of the problems with hate crimes is that they tend to focus on particular groups. So beating somebody up because they're gay might very well be an unacceptable thing to do, whereas beating somebody up because they weren't interested in your gay come on, not going to really work for you. So what it tends to do is it tends to make, let's call people in groups that don't have as good public relations, you know, that are in less organized groups, people who are parts of less organized minorities, mm-hmm. because everybody's a part of a minority. There's nobody who's a part of the majority on anything. If you say, well, white people are part of the majority in the United States, well, yeah, but white females aren't, and white males aren't. They're all part of a minority. So, and whatever the way you cut them out, you know, there's all kinds of ways. Everybody's part of something because you can always divide the group further.
Right.
So, when you're saying that, oh, well, we don't want people, get extra charges for this reason or that reason, what it tends to do is cut out the people in these unorganized groups.
Let's continue.
Okay, so back to the story here. Many states had passed hate crime statuses in earlier years. In recent years, many
statutes.
Sorry. Many states have been adopting laws which make hate crimes, motivated by the victim's sexual orientation, gender identity, hate crimes, which face tougher sentences, something the federal government did in 2009. And unlike much of the rest of the developed world, however, the United States did not make it a federal offense for people to make statements which encourage hatred of particular groups. For example, a prominent British columnist, Katie Hopkins, is being investigated by the police for referring to African migrants crossing the Mediterranean as cockroaches.
Oh, my.
Yeah. So then that's a sort of common African slang.
Yeah, now that's just somebody saying something nasty.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, I thought that we were talking about sort of an exacerbating circumstance upon an already existing crime.
Well, no, he's talking about two different things. So hate crimes on one hand. See, he's talking about Americans' opinions about two issues, mm-hmm. hate crime, so-called, and also hate speech.
Okay, hate crimes and hate speech.
What he said at the very beginning, and correct me if I'm wrong on this, Johnson, was that Americans are more likely to favor tougher sentences for so-called hate crimes
right.
than they are to favor hate speech, but a shocking number are in favor of criminalizing hate speech?
Correct.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I've heard that, too.
Yes,
yeah,
so that's what we're talking about here.
So
hate speech has to be even more so what I was talking about previously,
right.
Because, you know, you can't hate speech people who are part of some group. They'll say that you just can't hate speech some groups.
Well, right, and in these other countries, you mentioned the UK, I think Canada also doesn't have truly free speech as well.
Right.
In these places, you shouldn't be surprised when they go crazy and start going after people for saying insulting things. And I think it's a terrible idea. Freedom of speech is very important, but let's continue the story here, because I don't know what the percentages are. I'm interested to know what are Americans thinking about these issues, and we'd rather know from you. 855-450-FREE is our number.
I'm Steve Sitkowski, a former Wall Street insider. I'm holding a book that will show you investing strategies which could help you earn the kind of money you've always dreamed about, and right now I'm giving this book away for free. So who needs to read it? If you're in the middle of your career and worry you'll never have enough money to retire, you need to read this book. If you're already retired and your income isn't enough, you need to read this book. And if you don't want to be selling burgers at 80, you need to read this free book. It includes the strategy I use to make a 72% profit on a trade where the stock only moved 12%. You'll need at least $1 million to ever fully retire. If you're behind on that goal, you really need to read Trade Like the Pros. And you can for free by calling 1-800-944-5836. Skeptical that it will deliver results? It's a free book, so what do you have to lose? Find out how at 1-800-944-5836. 1-800-944-5836.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We're back with more Free Talk Live. Got plenty of time for you to share your thoughts with us about so-called hate crimes and hate speech. Apparently, and we're going to get to the numbers here that Johnson has to share with us. Apparently, Americans are more likely now than ever to support criminalizing hate speech, which is a scary concept because freedom of speech is super important. We can talk more about that here. Want to let you know where you can go and get Bitcoin, though, as well as Litecoin and Dogecoin. ExpressCoin is the best choice for getting your cryptocurrencies. It's fast, safe, easy, and inexpensive. They operate in the U.S. and Canada, and they're a licensed money services business. You can get your cryptocurrency with money order or check. Just get started at ExpressCoin.com. You can do it from your smartphone by downloading their app or just do it through their website at ExpressCoin.com. And you can use coupon code FTL to get up to $40 worth of cryptocurrency with no fee at all. ExpressCoin.com, coupon code FTL. Johnson, you're sharing with us information from YouGov.com, which is a website that's designed from the About page. It's apparently designed to connect people better to their governments or something like that, or get them more involved in the political process, which generally is a complete waste of time. Most in most places, not in New Hampshire, but that's another story. So
this is a .com. It's not YouGov.gov.
That's true.
I do tend to think that if you're going to participate in the political process, voting and these sorts of things, that a higher information electorate is better than a low information electorate. So
sure, I'll give you that.
I'll support people who have more information as opposed to less.
That term. I've been because now the station that was formerly running LRN is not on, so as I'm driving around, I'm hearing a lot of conservative talk radio, and it's just, I've been noticing lately that Rush Limbaugh, every single day I have tuned in as I'm driving around, has mentioned the low information voter. It's just a term that it's like, oh, okay, obviously this is a particular thing.
Apparently, Rush Limbaugh sounds like Alex Jones
now.
He's trying to
propagandize people with this term low information voter.
Okay. The suggestion is a low information voter would vote for a Democrat, right?
Of course.
Right. Well, there are not a lot of Republicans out there that a high information voter should be out for either. I mean, there's some, I suppose.
All right. So,
and I will say that Rush Limbaugh does sound a little bit more like Alex Jones now. He does a lot more yelling. He does a lot more yelling on the show now.
He has
a really whiny voice, though. It's not like, oh, you're gravelly, which
his
I can't
voice,
help. But
I think his voice changed. Rush Limbaugh's voice changed after he went deaf and also when he lost weight.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But he has like a real squeaky, like.
It's a nasally. It's a real kind of nasally sound. It's actually hard to listen to him.
Yeah.
I haven't noticed any of that.
You've been listening to him for a very long time, too, haven't you?
Oh, longer than you guys have.
I bet if you went back, I mean, I've never done it before, but I bet if you went back and you took some clips of old Fat Rush from the 1990s, you know, when he used to host the TV show way back, and you compared him to today's Rush, I bet you'd notice.
You think the vocal cords have gotten more lean? Is that what
you're
claiming?
Honestly, I don't know. I don't know anything about how that stuff works, but
that's pretty
clear so far.
Yeah.
I've heard another radio show actually do a bit where they can guess whether or not somebody's fat by them talking.
Oh, that's funny. That sounds like Howard Stern.
It was a hot talky kind of show.
All right. We're going to get back into the story here, Johnson. Yeah. Stand by with that. But first, let's go to James in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, James. James in Arizona, going once.
Oh, really?
There you are, James. We hear you now. Oh. Go ahead.
All you progressives have is smear itself. And Johnson Life.
What progressives are you talking to?
There's three of them in LRN studio as of right now. You both believe in dope.
Where are they?
You're trying to grill me, Johnson Lice. You don't want to
challenge. Am I grilling you?
Johnson Lice.
I don't think I'd want to grill you. You don't seem like somebody would taste very good.
I need help up. That was so funny. Anyway, Johnson, I know you check out Stop Freaking, and it's funny. I wanted to say last time I tried to talk to you before I got dumped by the coward you're sitting next to, that being Ian, the other coward you're sitting next to, called me that. After he dumped my call, last time I called into Free Talk.
All right, so what do you want to talk about today? What do you
want
to talk about right now?
I have a lot of things I want to respond to, things said about me on air while I couldn't respond to it.
Pick one.
How many of the times have you talked about me while I couldn't respond on Free Talk Live, like the last time I called in? Mark, I should like to say you called me a coward. It's funny because I Skyped in to ask to speak to Chris from the police state of Connecticut directly because He didn't think I was for real.
Nobody knows what you're talking about, and nobody really wants to hear. Nobody really wants to hear you talking about all the times you've called the show, because honestly, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter one whit to anyone who is calling in or is listening to the show right now, wherever it is they are. Somebody just getting into their car, turning on the car radio, hitting the scan button, and coming across Free Talk Live. Your history of calling the show and the disagreements you've had are completely irrelevant. Is there something that you want to talk about that matters right now to you, James and Arizona?
Okay, here's the ground rules for Free Talk Live. You can smear me all you want, but when I want to respond to it, you tell me to change the subject. That's the kind of man you are, Ian Freeman. But I despise
You just keep jumping around. And you just keep jumping from one issue to the next, not real issues that people care about, but issues that you have with how you've been treated on this show. You are able to call in, much to the chagrin of certain people who listen to this program, and we'll take your call. You were first caller in tonight. We took you. And you can talk about anything you want, but all you're obsessed, James, with talking about the last time you called. Why don't you talk about something that matters to you besides how you disagree with how you're treated on this show, which, by the way, you're still here. So go ahead.
Talk radio, Ian Freeman, takes control when Wit calls in. Mark, you know you called me a coward. It was only a couple days ago. But anything I say about you, I'd be happy to say to your face. I dare you to call me a lunatic or a killer to my face. You'll regret it for the rest of your unnatural life.
He sounds like Dave Grady now.
Thanks for the call.
He's Dave Grady now. He's turned into Dave Grady. This is Dave from New York. Another caller, frequent caller to Free Talk Live, Dave from New York. Dave, Poughkeepsie guy.
He hasn't been so frequent recently, thankfully.
He says, I dare you. Come and say that to my face. James just said that. What is going on? There's something with, like, obsessive FTL callers where eventually they get to the point of where it's like, I dare you. Come and say that to my face.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to travel all the way out to Phoenix.
To talk Tom's to
him.
House.
Yeah, to talk to him about whatever his issues are.
I think Dave and James should get together and start their own podcast. They really seem to have that desire to want to talk to people.
Well, there was
get their message out there.
There was that one time when I conference called them both together.
That was epic, by the way. I mean, it was just hilarious.
James in Arizona owned Dave.
He did. He put them good.
I guess then he would be the show, you know, like
the main
chair.
Host.
He would be the main.
Yeah.
And that's why I say that James should have his own show. Because I think that he would be sort of entertaining if he, was like, certainly there's an audience out there for it. And he'd be entertaining if he wasn't caught up with the sort of the narcissism around what we've said about him.
And while James can't respond, I'd like to say that probably Vanguard News Network would pick him up because they like bigots over there.
All right, more on the way here. 855-450-FREE. Yeah, they've been looking for a new host for their version of Free Talk Live for the last 6 years since the guy they had committed suicide and killed his wife. So, more on the way here. 855-450-FREE. You can take control of Free Talk Live.
It's Katie Armour's 15% off sale now through Memorial Day. All Katie Armour is now 15% off. Katie's all-new Level 4 body armor is made in the USA and can withstand the toughest of rifle rounds. Why would you buy anything else? That's Katie Armour's 15% off sale now through Memorial Day. Get your Level 4 body armor while you still can. Go to katiearmour.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories.
But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Right now is the time to jumpstart your health with the new 30% discount from InfoWarsHealth.com. Secure the all-new Tangy Tangerine 2.0 with certified organic ingredients that are non-GMO and better tasting than ever. For an exclusive 30% off discount when you sign up at InfoWarsHealth.com. That's 30% off retail when you become a distributor at InfoWarsHealth.com. You've heard me talk about Tangy Tangerine for years now, and you've heard others talk about what it's done for them. Take the challenge. Try it for the first time. Or even reorder your Tangy Tangerine and other great longevity products like Pollen Burst or the Alex Pack, all for 30% off when you visit InfoWarsHealth.com. This is a fantastic opportunity to be able to try out the hundreds of amazing products at InfoWarsHealth.com and get 30% off on products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine 2.0. Visit InfoWarsHealth.com to get started today. You can also sign up for AutoShip and get free shipping. 30% off and free shipping. It's all available exclusively at InfoWarsHealth.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We're back with more Free Talk Live. Plenty of time for you to share your thoughts with us at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You guys look great, by the way. Mark and Johnson both dressed up tonight, here in the studio in advance of the wine tasting that we're going to be having for Cameron Hughes Wine tonight here in Keene.
I have to be ready to drink these wines of Cameron Hughes.
Although it's sort of cowboy dress up because it's like waist up, shirt, tie, jacket, and jeans.
Oh, why not? What is that, mixed business casual or something?
I don't know what it is, but I don't get paid enough for that.
I think a suit coat looks good with jeans, personally. But then again, I'm not a fashion designer.
No, you're not. You're not sitting there in your T-shirt with your uncut hair. And
hey, I kind of shaved today.
1995 goatee thing that you wear. There you go.
Tell me about wine. Where can I get some really great wine for really cheap prices?
So what we're going to be doing is I believe we're having, again, the Lot 425 Pinot Noir.
It was good.
It was a really great wine. And they've got a special on it. So what Cameron Hughes does is he goes around to these high-end wineries around the United States and in Napa Valley, and he buys up their overage. Now, this is the exact same wine they sell in these bottles for, $100. And he'll sell them for $10 to $30. Now, in this case, with the discount, I believe this is about a $13 bottle of wine. Is that correct?
I don't have it in front of me right now, but it's
that's what I recall.
Affordable.
And it's sold out everywhere. Basically, this is just available through us or on the radio. I'm not entirely sure which. But you can go to chwine.com, enter the coupon code FTL by clicking on the microphone in the upper left-hand corner. You enter that coupon code FTL. You'll get 20% off of this bottle of wine. It's fantastic. These really are high-end wines and worth every penny of it.
This is Lot 425, right?
Yeah. Wine Spectator recently awarded, that is the lot number.
$12.50 with the discount.
Wine Spectator recently rated two of Cameron Hughes's cabs at over 90 points. So these are the high-end wines. And this week only, you can get this Pinot for 20% off until Friday. So I just got a chance to sort of see how their website worked this week, and it ends on Friday. This is the last opportunity to get this. So go there. You get plus free shipping if you use my coupon code FTL. chwine.com. Click on the microphone in the upper left, coupon code FTL, and do it now. They're awesome.
Yeah. I called my mom to tell her about this, and she's like, what are you trying to sell me these? I'm like, no. I'm trying to tell you that I think that you know, she's doing wine drinking. I'm like, I'm trying to get, I feel like this is like an inside tip. It really feels
it's
like
a
that.
Great
I mean,
deal.
I mean, I have to say, like, I'm not a big wine drinker in general, and because I normally just don't like wines. And been to these wine tastings, and they're good wines. I mean,
you've been to every one of them, have you?
I've
been to two.
So I've been to two.
There's three.
No, this will be our third tonight.
This is the third tonight, I think.
Life just passes me by, man.
You can have your own wine tasting. This is so affordable.
Fantastic.
Yeah. CHWine.com, code FTL. Let's go to John. He's in Carson City, Nevada. We'll talk more about hate speech coming up here in moments. John, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Johnson, and Mark.
Hi. I just wanted to agree with your caller from London last night that I think that a large part of the problem with the Cantwell situation is that people just need to be able to get over words and not be offended.
The Cantwell situation to which you refer is our Wednesday night, or formerly Wednesday night co-host, who's now been indefinitely suspended because he used the N-word on Twitter. You're saying people need to get over it.
Yeah, people need to. Well, first of all, a lot of people are feigning that they're offended by the word when they really just want to hurt Cantwell. But, you know, but for the people who really are offended by a word, what they need to do is to develop a thicker skin and to be able to deal with words. And
I'm with you there. I think that's a great idea. Now, how do we get from where we are today, where the N-word is incredibly offensive and evokes immediate frustration and anger with a lot of people? How do you get from that point to the point you're talking about where everybody, you know, just rolls off like a duck, you know, water off a duck's back? It's no big deal. It's just another word, just a string of letters put together that doesn't have associations of absolute hatred and murder going along with it.
Well, one thing is to be critical of those people, to say, to argue back and say, you shouldn't be that angry about it because it doesn't, it doesn't really it doesn't really reflect on you, or you don't have to take it that way. So I think, if you maybe can't use the word because of commercial obligations you have, but you can push back against the argument and say, you really should lighten up and grow a thicker skin.
I would agree that the best defense against racial slurs is not to let them bother you. But one thing I think it was pointed out thoroughly last night is the N-word has grown into a special word. Like I said, everybody's a part of a minority, and any word that you describe somebody, I think Cantwell could have gotten away with. I think that celebrities can generally get away with, depending on the size of their celebrityness, right? But minor celebrities can get away with using pretty much any racial slur but the N-word without it being as big of a deal. But once they're trotted out, there might be a small cadre of these slurs, but I'm reasonably certain he could have called somebody a cracker or that kind of thing, and it wouldn't have been that big of a deal.
Well, sure, but I'm saying we push back against the special word that shouldn't be treated special. I understand that you have to treat it special for commercial reasons.
Well, right. I mean, your idealism kind of flies in the... Right. Your idealism kind of flies in the face of reality, which is that this particular word is, what did you call it, Mark, the nuclear option? I mean, this thing, this is like setting a bomb off. I mean, this is more offensive to people than pretty much every other word out there. I guess the C word's pretty offensive generally, too.
But, yeah, I was about to say, it's actually kind of funny because the irony here is that, like, up until this point, like, completely ignored has been all the sexist things that Cantwell has said, which is what spawned this issue in the first place.
Well, I think that, yes, a lot of it stems from the sexist stuff. But when you talk about this is, I had this conversation today via email with somebody. Sexism is different than racism, especially racism against blacks. When you're talking about blacks in America, you're talking about a group of people. Now, I'm not talking about every black person. I'm just talking about some black people, is that a group of people that have been subjugated and undermined based on the color of their skin have had a very difficult time sort of rising through the ranks when you're and oftentimes are kept in poverty and, you know, kept out of good jobs and this kind of thing. When you're talking about women in this country, you're talking about a group that currently controls 70% of household income and controls reproduction, which is the most important human activity, activity on life on the planet. So they've got 100% control of reproduction and 70% of control of the money. We're not talking about necessarily an underclass, certainly a group of people who have received discrimination in certain areas, but I mean, it's. I think it's just entirely different.
John, anything else you want to share tonight?
No, I think I said my piece. Thanks, guys.
All right, man. Thanks for the call. Toll-free number is 855-453. We've got Skype. You can Skype in here at username lrn.fm. So, look, I like where John's coming from. Like, to me, you can say whatever you want about me. I don't care. Pick on me for being skinny. Pick on me for being white. Pick on me for being whatever. I don't care. You can say what.
Skinny cracker.
Whatever you want. Skinny honky. It doesn't matter to me. It's just words.
Blue-eyed devil.
So I understand where he's coming from. But at the same time, that word, the N-word, when you're doing radio specifically, you have to keep in mind there's always people tuning in. Right?
Oh, so yeah.
Always somebody turning on their radio, tuning in at any random moment. And if the first thing they hear when they tune in is the N-word going out over the air, regardless of context, a lot of people are going to tune out immediately.
Sure, but that's not what happened. It happened on Twitter. So
I understand that. Yeah. I'm just talking about in our world here of radio. You know, because John is saying, just make it no big deal. If it was no big deal, then you should be able to say it, right, without it being a big deal. I'm not saying I want to. I have no interest in doing that because I know how strong of a word that is. I know how offensive it is.
I don't think it's going to change anytime soon. For me, I just, you know, just let's just remove it from the vocabulary.
Yeah, and I don't.
But the problem is it sounds really silly just saying the N-word. I mean, until we can
No, it doesn't. I feel fine without it. It's the only way to talk about it. I'm not going to say it, so how else are you going to refer to it? 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. 4610 Wall and Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free from sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural supplement that aids ailing bodies. It has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects of prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Then go to heartandbody.com or call toll-free 866-295-5305 for free information. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. What are you waiting for? Call Heart and Body now at 866-295-5305 for your free information. Go to heartandbody.com, 866-295-5305. Distributor inquiries welcome.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We are back with more Free Talk Live. With you tonight in studio, Ian here.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
We've got a website. You can go there and enjoy the features that we share with you completely free at freetalklive.com. But if you like the show and you want to help support us, one of the ways you can do that is by becoming an amplifier over at amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And it's a simple concept. You send $5 a month into Free Talk Live. We take that and invest it into the show. One of the things we'll be doing with the AMP dollars very soon, Mark, you and I are going to New York City for the Talkers New Media Seminar.
It's true.
Or whatever it is they're calling it these days. It's a convention of talk radio people in Manhattan, and we go on a yearly basis. We've now gone, I think this, we might be coming up on year 10. This may be our 10th
really?
Year. Wow. Believe it or not, Mark, because we started.
You don't look that old.
Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate that. But anyway, we
what
started
say about me.
I think we started back in like 2005 going to these things. So this may be our 10th year. Anyway, we've been going for a long time and it's important for us to go to these things. And it's the AMP dollars that helps make this possible. So plus AMP dollars allow us to do outreach to radio stations more directly and bring more ideas of freedom to the airwaves of the United States and beyond. So you can help us with that over at amp.freetalklive.com. That's A-M-P, amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. Coming up, we'll talk more about hate speech in America. First, David is with us, listening via internet radio, one of these things called the Grace Digital Radio. It's a new brand to me. David, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hey, guys, so I got you on, you know, my Grace Digital Radio, and I sit with my grandson here, and I heard
cool.
somebody say that you guys suspended Cantwell for saying the N-word on Twitter. Is that right?
That's correct.
Who suspended him?
I did.
We
Mark.
Both made the decision to suspend him because, you know, there's a good chance that this could have negative consequences for Free Talk Live if we don't take action. And that's what we've done. We would like Chris to be sorry, not necessarily to the person to whom he was speaking, but to, I guess, what were you saying today, Mark, to kind of regret doing it?
Like, he's got to not want, like, the word has special power, and he's got to make some apology addressing the use of the word.
meaning that he wouldn't do it again in the future,
yeah,
or that
certainly
he's
that.
Sorry that he did it.
Right. I'm not looking for contrition for myself.
Yeah.
I like Cantwell and spoke to him yesterday and today.
Yeah, I hung out with him last night.
Right. I mean, this isn't about Christopher Cantwell's a bad guy. That's not what my contention is. My contention is that, look,
he put us in jeopardy with
Dr. Laura got fired over this. TV anchor got fired over this. Don Imus got fired over this. And
Cantwell's comparing himself to Anthony Cumia, who got fired over posting something on Twitter where he didn't even use the N-word.
He just said savages. These people are savages.
Which is actually funny because he wasn't referring to that in a racial... He wasn't using that in a racial way.
Yeah, he was talking about people in the street.
Violent people. Yeah. People who are violent. But...
So that's a little background for you there, David. If you want to check out our show last night, we spent a good chunk, certainly the whole first hour and a good chunk of the remainder of the show on this issue. But what are your thoughts?
Well, it seems to me it's rather silly because what the gentleman earlier said, it's words. And have you guys ever seen the cartoon Boondocks?
Yes.
Yeah, I think so.
Network?
Every episode.
I mean, I just... By accident, I don't have TV in my home anymore. You know, we had satellite. We turned it off about 2 years ago. And we were at my mother-in-law's and, you know, getting ready, packing up the kid and sitting there and the TV was on and that was on. And I was like, I was just blown away by the use of that word. Like, I mean, it was like nothing. And they didn't bleep it out. They used the F word. They used, all these, profanity and.
Now, the Boondocks is a animated show with black characters in it,
yes,
correct? Primarily?
Right. And they all call each other that in real life. I got some kids that, are in their 20s and they have a lot of, black friends and they all use that word. And,
okay.
This is a societal issue. I'm 100% clear on that. But there was an issue with, I think it was Gwyneth Paltrow, hanging out with her black friends, decides to send a tweet using the N-word with the A on the end.
Okay.
Sound hip or whatever.
Right.
And the blow up was tremendous.
Really?
This isn't about black people using the N-word. This is about white people using the N-word. And I think Cantwell self-identifies as white, and I can certainly tell you most people are going to assume that I'm white. And you guys, are you white?
I mean, I'm a human being, personally.
Yeah, see, that's the problem.
White.
The problem is that societally, white people can't use this. I'm not saying it's fair.
Well, that's not necessarily true. It depends on the company that you're
with. I beg to differ with you, Mark. I don't, I like your show. You guys are pretty cool. But I got to tell you, it's Big Brother, right? It's conditioning. It's the black people
I don't think
have a problem with the word.
It has nothing to do with Big Brother or conditioning.
Really?
It has to do with the fact
I'll
tell you what it has to do with. It has to do with the fact that people don't pay any attention to any of the context. They're not interested in hearing anybody's explanation. They're just going to call advertisers and complain about it. And the radio stations are going to be upset about it. And we might lose stations and we might lose advertisers over it. It's just not worth it. And I'm not interested in saying it anyway. Anyway,
I'm not saying that. I'm not saying you should say it or I should say it or anybody say it. I don't even know what context he used the word in.
He used it as an insult. It was shut up N to somebody on Twitter.
Was he talking to a black person?
Yes.
He was.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's nothing okay with what Chris Cantwell did.
I agree.
He
was
scraping the... Well, thank you. I'm glad you finally know what happened.
I agree. I didn't know in what context he used it.
He was scraping the bottom of the barrel. This is what Chris Cantwell does. I mean, if he gets into a scrap with somebody online, he's going to go for the lowest blow possible.
I feel like I'm maybe one of the few people in the room who understands this type of blue comedy. I want to add a extra layer to the context here because I think that it has been dropped. So the extra layer to the context there is that this guy, first of all, is repeatedly harassing Cantwell.
How many times is repeatedly?
I don't know, like 11, 30 something.
I believe he sent him 9 tweets, according to what the claim was.
Okay.
And that's not even.
But he was tweeting him to stop.
He was tweeting him over and over again. But he was tweeting him over and over with the same thing, accusing Chris of being a sexist.
That's correct.
Right, based on some comments that Chris had said about thinking, that women speaking on terms of violence and. combat to men that when they're saying that is generally the sounds that they're making are just noise to him. Now, this guy shortened that quote out of context and said that basically everything that women say to Cantwell is noise, which isn't what Cantwell said. He said it was specifically on the topic of combat and violence. And so this guy who was attacking Cantwell was doing this and basically calling Cantwell a sexist. So what Cantwell did in response, which I'm just adding this layer of context. I'm not saying I agree with what Cantwell did, but I do think that the context is important. Right. Cantwell was basically using his level of offensive blue comedy to be like, yeah, you've seen my sexism. You think you've seen my sexism. Well, how do you feel about my racism?
No, I get it.
He was just being racist intentionally.
I'm glad you took the time to explain that, Johnson, but the people who matter in this discussion are not going to take the time to understand the subtleties of why Chris Cantwell said shut up N on Twitter.
Right.
That's all that's going to matter.
Right. And Nestle's and Home Depot have to ask themselves, would we like to be on the show with the guy who uses the N-word to insult black people? Or would we like to be on the show with the people that don't use the N-word to insult black people? That's what this question is, and that's what it comes down to.
Yeah. Exactly. David, I hope that helps.
I get where you guys are coming from, and I know you want to protect your show and all that, but the reason I said Big Brother is because they're attacking our First Amendment rights.
Because you're racist, and you're referring to them as Big Brothers. I get it.
Just because you have free speech doesn't mean... Thank you, David, for the call tonight. I appreciate
it. That was good.
David, thanks. Appreciate that. Just because you have free speech doesn't mean it's the best idea to always use it, right?
Right.
So, you know, we have free speech. It's a good idea to have that because in the public space, in government-run areas, it's important to have free speech to be able to criticize the government or criticize any group or whatever, or for whatever reason. Maybe you want to, you know, read an offensive poem. I don't know. Whatever your speech is, it's none of my business. But when it is my business, and this is my business, then I have to be concerned with what comes out of people's mouths. And Free Talk Live is a relatively freewheeling show. You really can call in here and talk about pretty much anything you want.
Usually it's ideas that we like to talk about.
Right, but there are certain words that are just not going to fly on the radio. And, you know, to a lesser extent, even if we didn't have all these radio stations and didn't have advertisers to make happy, which is Chris's situation where he's got people giving him money directly, even if we had that situation, I still wouldn't want people to use that word because I wouldn't want somebody tuning into this show and hearing that word and then tuning out.
Right.
It's, you know, if somebody tunes into the show and hears that word, whether it's I'm saying it or somebody in a car on a phone or whatever is saying it, and it's not immediately challenged as, hey, that's inappropriate, you know, don't say things like that, then that gives a certain ring to the program. And that's going to be a big turnoff to a lot of people who otherwise would like to hear the ideas, who otherwise could be persuaded by the ideas that we present on this show. But if you offend somebody right out the gate with the language you're using, they're never going to listen to your ideas in the first place. 855-450-FREE. So be more creative.
Well, I did it. I finally left the empire behind. And now that I'm safely settled in Chile, I'm gathering with others like me to build a new community called Fort Galt. Fort Galt is designed to be the ideal home base for professionals and their families to live and work in peace. If you're ready to ditch the super state and bring your business to freer lands, visit us online at fortgalt.com. That's fortgalt.com.
New Hampshire is under quarantine as walking corpses devour the flesh of the living. Max is 11 years old and surviving alone. Slow-moving and non-thinking, the dead swarm his home. Now he must apply his Porcupine Freedom Scouts training to improvise his escape. Look for Survivor Max on Facebook, read reviews on Amazon, or read Chapter 1 at SurvivorMax.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems
system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com.